on purpose. Y'all, I don't want y'all to think I'm tripping and I'm up in front of y'all and I'm giving y'all something that I ain't. Cause I don't never want. I'm not up for that fake stuff. I'm real. I'm not. If anybody gonna tell on you, it'll be the people in your house. So if you gonna fake, adults, don't fake around your kids, cause they'll tell on you. Okay. So my kids will tell you the truth. Whatever I'm saying, I'm real. And the boss will tell you too. So the boss will ask me how something tastes, or she don't even have to tell me it tastes good. Man, I melt down, cause I love her cooking. She cook anything, everything. I'd rather eat at home and go anywhere. Boss will cook on Friday, Saturday, it don't matter what day it is. Boss is she's on it. But then I understand that she's getting to the point where our grown boys have a high demand, meaning that there's more and more things they need. So that's more and more energy that she got to spend out, right? So now I get so much more tougher on my boys. Boys, I need y'all to be on point. I need y'all to do this and this and this and this. And that's for a reason. Because it will take some pressure off what don't need to be pressured. The boss main job, I'm gonna tell y'all the main job of a mother. The boss main job is to be before the Lord and getting so much strength and being so connected to the God, the God, the only true God, the only living God, the one and only God. She gotta be so connected to the vine, to the kingdom, that whatever try to come up and distract her, it does not move her. Because she's already built with the mothership of taking care of the house. Amen. She just got finished reading it. And then on top of that, she feeds the neighborhood. We just got finished reading the scripture that the mother do all these things. Not just feed her house, but she'll feed who's hungry. How many mothers in here, if you know a child hungry, you ain't gonna feed them? Okay, I'll go right back over here. Because even if it ain't your child, you're going to feed a child, right? Amen. The scripture holds truth. And whenever we grab it and we be a steward over it, then we will know that some of the things that we try to do or feel like doing or want to do, I'm going to set that to the side because that's not kingdom business. That's not the way the kingdom roll. So mothers are designed to be before the Lord because the Lord is going to instruct her how to be a virtuous woman. You'll never be a virtuous woman if you never spend hardcore time in communion with the Lord. Amen. Every time I see the boss get in deep in depth in the word, it makes me as a man get deep in depth in the word. Men. She is consistent every single morning all throughout the day. I'm telling you what I see, not telling you what I heard. But even doing that, Ms. Gale, your kids can still get you to the point where we're going to learn today, we're going to get fit today, and then another. You still, even the best in shape person get tired. Or, let me rephrase that, because me and the boss been on a level and a pathway. When we hear something that's going to generate and boost our spirit and get us on the right direction, we start feeding on that. So, excuse me, and I apologize for saying tired, but sometimes we do need rest. That's words boss won't even let me use anymore. Even the kids. Now y'all don't get tired. Y'all just need rest. No, baby, you ain't tired. You just need rest. How does she get that way? By listening and being in tune with the word and being a doer of the word. So that means she's been spending time, right? That means she's been spending time, right? Because I'm going to tell you, we as men, when we don't feel well, we the biggest babies ever. So I don't need her to go down. If I'm down and she down and she want to act like I'm acting, oh, no. Oh, no. Me and Pam, y'all got to be super at all times. Amen. And the only way to be that is, the only way for a woman to be that is the word. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something, women. Whenever you feel like you need to be something else, then you're not sticking with the word. Whenever you lower your standard and lower your value for some Joe Blow and this and that and the other because you need somebody to help you with the cheering because you single and this and that and the other and the third, that ain't the way that God wants you to live. You're going to lower yourself so you can get some deadbeat to help pay a bill. All you got to do is just double up a little bit on your tithes and offering, then whatever need to be met, going to be met. How can I double up? I'm on single mom. Well, you quit like just really just overspending on everything and being a steward over your money, then you'll know how to do it. Everything in life costs, I get it. But everything in life, you don't have to have. That's We this is stuff that we are doing. Man, I was so used to just going in and buying whatever I wanted, and no matter how much it cost, Brother Bo, and it didn't matter. Man, the boss sent me to the store, the grocery store, to get something. Man, she better tell me what the name brand and everything. I did that with you, went and bought the most expensive thing ever. Well, boss, that's what you asked for. You gave me what you wanted. I brought back what you wanted. Because us men, we go in and go out. You hear me? So if it needs to be the store brand or whatever brand, you better tell me. Because I would go in there and get and come out, right? But then single mothers, if you start being a steward over every last red cent, guess what? That don't mean you're cheap, and that don't mean this and that and the other. That means God ain't told you to do anything different. Because when you get outside of the word of God and you're trying to please somebody and you're trying to go just pick up him because he can do this and that and the other, then you out of the wheel already. Because God said when a man find a what? I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep going. That ain't even in my message today, but I'm going to tell you, because some women, we not really being true mothers, we being chasers. And you ain't chasing the kingdom. You chasing everything else to try to meet and supply to every need. But the word of God said God meet and supply every need, not man, not Billy Bob. But he making $70,000 a year. But he making $50,000 a year. But ain't got nothing to show for it. Ain't moving forward. Now get me. We're going to learn today. We're going to be excited about our mother, but I'm not putting anybody down. But we need to rethink about everything. When I train my customers, we have to understand we got to detoxify the body. We got to get old mess out so we can put clean stuff in so this vehicle can run properly. So we detox. So some of us believers have a detox of the mind, the body, the spirit, the everything to get out that God can put in and then operate. So women. Mothers, the search is over. Quit searching for everything. Where you at on that one? 28, 29, then we'll move to the next one, then I'm wrapping.
Her sons and daughters arise in one accord to extol her virtues, and her husband arises to speak of her in glowing terms. There are many valiant and noble ones, but you have ascended above them all.
Read the last part one more time, because I just got finished talking about the women and the mothers are being valuable and y'all out there chasing. So read that last part one more time. I need y'all to lock in on me. Lock in on this right here. Please lock in. Read the last part again.
There are many valiant and noble ones, but you have ascended above them all.
Mothers, did you just hear what God just said about you? Like what God just said about you, you can't even go purchase in a store. And it take money to go buy everything in the natural. Go out there and buy a Bentley with your account. Go out there and buy a $600,000 house with your account. It take money, right? But God just said, what again, boss?
You ascend above them all.
You ascend above them all. What is them all? Put it like this. Everything that have gotten your attention and you thought you needed to chase after it to make you better. Quit chasing. Last scripture, okay? Mothers, I really need you to tune all the way in. This is really for the mothers, even though I love reading this book. I love reading this book. It's for the fathers and the men and everybody too, but since it's Mother's Day, it really stood out to me, and I want to leave you guys with this, because we're going to be in shape today. I want to leave you guys with this. Somebody said, If you had never read in the Passion Translation, it will grab you. Psalms 139. Write it down. Don't even try to remember with your brain. Write it down. Get it in your spirit. Psalm 139, starting at the first verse. Listen.
Lord, you know everything there
Hold
is.
Hold on. Boss, read it to these people like they're not even paying attention to you and you're trying to snatch them out their seat so they can understand what you're saying. I need for them to get this. snatch they in. What the older young people used to say, snatch your in out that chair. Snatch them. What man root that? Man, they ain't even started your driveway yet.